You mean like a name brand? She wears Doors or something like that. Very expensive clothes.
Is there any other name you would just to describe one?
Yeah.
Now what about the thing you would store your clothes in the winter? You might put them in a kind of bag to keep them moss.
You mean like your summer clothes when you store them in the winter? Yeah. Well, let me see, what kind of bags is it called? It's a little green plastic bag. A cloth? It's something else. They have another name for it.
Ever hear them called garment bags?
Yeah, garment bags when you go in the store. They sell a lot of cedar line, but they used to sell those in the spring for you to store your winter clothes in. Your coats and things like that.
Is that different from the kind you, if you say you were going on a trip, traveling, the kind you might carry your clothes in?
Yeah, they're very different.
What would you
call those? Overnight bags and suit bags. There's one just like that, a garment bag, you know, what you just carry one thing in.
What about the bag you might get them in at the cleaners? What would you call that when you pick them up in?
A plastic bag.
Just plastic. What about different styles of shoes? I mean, not variety, not brand names, but kind of different styles of shoes that men and women wear.
You mean like loafers and hush puppies and T-straps?
What's a T-strap now?
That's a sandal.
With the
strap comes straight up, you know, fastened around the ankle. But
what about ones that would come up on your calf?
The mini boot. Mm-hmm. But that's a hush puppy more or less. Mm-hmm. let me see. Well, then they have tennis shoes and sandals, everything.
What about different names for different kinds of hairstyles? Not, you know, like the women used to wear one that cut layered like
that. Yeah, well, they have, I don't know what hairstyles, no names for. There used to be page boys and all these things, but now they have the feather cut, the Dutch boy cut, like the short and sassy.
I don't have any names for that myself. I just go in and tell her not to leave it down.
Yeah.
Just
and when, you know, usually when I go get my hair washed, it's just rolled in a basic roll. It's just how you want it combed. And I say, well, I'll just comb it, you know, and you just don't have any particular names for
that. Any name that you'd have for, say, a boy or a man with womanish ways, what kind of name would
might be? Well, sometimes he would be called a homo, sometimes he could be called gay, a sissy, a kook, so you name them, they call him anything.
This would be, you might be called a gay or homo even if you were not.
Uh-huh.
And what about if you in fact were homosexual, what would you just call him, a gay? Or
uh-huh. Oh, I said, you know those sisters that live over there, those gay people.
What about a woman who has mannish ways? Maybe she, you know, she's straight, but she's still kind of acting
Sometimes they call her to say she's a lesbian, and sometimes they call her a dyke, or you know, just yeah, any of those terms.
And now say a man who's indiscreet about his sex life or something like that, kind of indiscreet. Any name for him? You know what I'm trying to.
Yeah, one that just goes around calling him a whore, more than likely. Just.